I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thanksgiving in the United States today commemorates when pilgrims shared a feast with the Wampanoag Native Americans in 1621, giving thanks to God. Hutchcraft Ministries works alongside Native American Christians to reach Native youth with gospel hope. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries says spiritual gratitude is inherent in Native culture.
Long before the pilgrims came, the spirit of Thanksgiving has been really part of their spirituality. And so for them to come to a Thanksgiving feast, they were like, we are thankful to the Creator. It's interesting that that was not a new concept at all.
It opens gospel doors to talk about the God of the Bible and Jesus, who died for the sins of all people. Pray for Native Americans to know Christ. And today, many people are looking back at the year behind them to focus on what they're thankful for. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says when they took stock of the ways that God blessed the work in 2024, they were blown away.
We are just so grateful for all the Lord has done. We're celebrating 63 years in ministry here. And we look back at some of those early years and those who were so faithful in the beginning. And we've built on that.
This year, World Missionary Press increased their production to 11 million booklets per month to keep up with the ever-growing demand for gospel materials. They've welcomed new staff members and a new president. More believers on the ground are asking for their scripture booklets, including in Cuba. Ask that God will continue to guide this ministry and that the staff will continue to follow Him. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.